A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, December 15th, 2021. And this is the Diaspora Forum. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
We'd like to inform you, our listeners, that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and therefore you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are discussing about COVID-19 and the continued rise in positive cases in the country.
We are also looking at the plight of Zimbabweans who are holders of the Zimbabwean special permits, who are living on the edge following the government's decision to discontinue the program.
We are also going to talk to a Zimbabwean, Tawanda Chitapa, who left the country a couple of years ago and landed in the United States, where he did computer studies and is now a proud owner of Eland LLC, a private consulting company that helps hospitals solve business problems using technology, math, and computer techniques. Chitapa is also the system director at Norton Healthcare, where he is doing business intelligence, clinical value and healthcare analytics, and clinical information analysis.
But first, a look at COVID-19. In its daily report, the Minister of Health reports that 6 people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday, and almost 6,000 tested positive for COVID-19. About 4,745 people have died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe since March last year.
To date, a total of 3.9 million people have had their first dose against COVID-19, while close to 3 million received their second dose.
We will also look at the electronic passports launched yesterday by President Emmerson Mnangagwa.
Wongwadiwa vateriri nevatariri, nasi muchirongwa Diaspora Forum chatinokurukura zvinosangana nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika nevari munyika. Hachisi chevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika chete, aiwa, nemi vari munyika nekuti tichitarisa zvinovaka Zimbabwe. Zvisinei nekuti uri kuvaka uri kunyika ipi. Saka nhasi musi wa 15 December 2021, tiri kutarisa nezvedenda reCOVID-19 patinonzwa kuti nezuro vanhu vatanhatu vakafa nedenda iroro, kuchitiwo vamwe vanoda kusvika zviuru zvitanhatu vakawanikwa vaine COVID-19 pavanhu vakaongororwa. Kwese kwakawanikwa vanhu 5678 vaine COVID-19. Uwandu hwevanhu vafa necovid kusvika pari nhasi hwava 4745. Uwandu hwakakura kwazvo ihwohwo. Tichitarisawo kusvika pari nezuro, vanhu vanokwana kuita 3.9 million vakanga vabayiwa nhomba yavo yekutanga. Tingati vaoda kusvika 4 million nokuti i3,980,917. Saka tongoti vakuda kusvika 4 million vakanga vabayiwa nhomba yekutanga yekudzivirira COVID-19. Kuchiti vamwe vanoda kusvika mamiriyoni matatu vakanga vawana nhomba yavo yepiri. Tichatarisawo zvakare nyaya yechizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri muno muAmerica. Anonzi mukoma Tawanda Chitapa vakabva kuZimbabwe makore adarika vakauya muno muAmerica vakaita zvidzidzo zvemakombiyuta. Tirikunzwa kuti vari kuita unyanzvi kuburikidza neruzivo rwavo vachibatsira zvipatara nevamwe vanoita zveutano munyaya dzemakombiyuta imomo. Tichatarisawo zvakare nyaya yepasipoti kana gwaro rekufambisa rakaparurwa nezuro rinonzi kana kuti electronic passport. Tinonzwa kuti gwaro irori rakaparurwa nezuro nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa muna 2016. Takambonzwawo zvakare vakanga vari mutungamiri wenyika nguva iyoyo vaRobert Mugabe vachinzovaparura zvakare gwaro irori. Saka hatizivi here kuti chii chakazoitika muna 2016, asi nezuro ndo zvakaitika. Vakawanda vanga vachibvunza kuti iro gwaro iro rinonzi e-passport rinoshanda sei, rakamira sei, rakasiyanei nemamwe magwaro ekufambisa mapassport. Ndo zvimwe zvatichakurukura izvozvo kuti aiwa rakamira sei, rine chipi yakadii nezvimwe zvakadaro. Gibbs.
Kunjalo kunoku ke okukhulunywa nguJonga lamhla esikukhangelayo sikhangele COVID-19. Siyabona ke ukuthi uhlangothi lwezempilakahle luthi kulabantu abayi-6 ababulewe yi-COVID-19 izolo, bese kusithi ke abayi-5678 ngabantu abahlolwe batholakala belegciwane le-COVID-19. Abayi-328 ngabantu abaphephe kumkhuhlane lo izolo. EZimbabwe ke sokwaba labantu 177690 asebabanjwa yi-COVID-19, kwaphepha abayi-130279. Kuthi ke labo asebabhubhayo kumbe ngithi ababulawa umkhuhlane lo bafika 4745. kuzokuti asebe chujwe Jackson kumengita bachove Jackson ya kukala by 3,980,917 buso kusita usebe chujwe sibili by 2,998,638 so singatike abantu abangani bapila let's go on the COVID-19 by 42,666 yeyo kunyanjalo njengoba ujonge chilo lapha sakhuluma nesizalo seZimbabwe kwesihlala lapha kwele Melika uTawanda Chitapa osebenza ke ukampani ekhangelana ngezempilo kahle njalo le ikampani yakhe okuthiwa yi-Eland LLC so khona ngapha ke kwele Melika uhlala eKentucky kuzobuya ke amapassport phela lingakhohlwa ukuthi kulodawo lwamapassport lapho sizakhuluma ngakho ke namhlanje khonoko ukuthi kambe udaba lolu lwamapassport luyangaphi njengoba siyabona ukuthi ngo-2016 umgabe wakwenza khonoku waba le-electronic passport. Ukuthi kwaya ngapi? Singazijonga ukuthi ama-passport lawa aqonda ngapi. Kodwa siyakwazi ukuthi Israel yayile nkampani yayo yodwa iyayisebenza le-Japan layikhona. So singazi ukuthi kuhamba njani. Ubona njani jonga konke lokho?
Inyaya yakauma Gibbs yokuthi vana veZimbabwe vanga vachinzwisisa nyaya yegwaro irori rinonzi electronic passport rauri kutaura nezvaro nekuti vakawanda vari kuchema kuti magwaro havainawo izvino vakabhadhara mari akawanda. Some are saying that they paid a lot of money to have the current passports that they have. But in 2 years' time, they will cease to work as this new electronic passport will be in place. Which means that those people who paid $300 to get new passports, they have to fork out more money to get these electronic passports. And many Zimbabweans are not happy with that arrangement.
And according to the Chronicle, in 2016, in April, the former late president, Robert Mugabe, actually launched this program, and indications are that the machines that were installed, Jonga, we're going to produce 16,000 booklets per day. Mm-hmm. What happened to that program? Maybe there are some people who can come here and explain. I guess Joseph Chuma will join us later today. We're going to talk about some of these things. And people living in the diaspora are very much concerned about this kind of situation. Mm-hmm. So let's switch over to this gentleman that we have today, and that is Mr. Tawanda Chitapa. Mr. Tawanda Chitapa is a Zimbabwean who used to play for Islanders Football Club, and then he came here as a young man. He went to some universities and became what he is because of his Zimbabwe-ness. Here he is.
Father of one, my son is Isaiah, and he's 15 years old.
And what do you do for a living?
I am a director for healthcare informatics for a company called Norton Healthcare right here in Louisville. They're the biggest healthcare system in the state of Kentucky.
And what exactly do you do?
So what my job entails is I have oversight of a team of analysts, managers, and data scientists, folks who use data to report the value of the organization. By value of the organization, I mean we drive decision support systems. So we just look at the numbers, crunch them, use statistics, math, and computer techniques to glean insights into business performance. So we pretty much drive all the business intelligence within our company.
So if somebody had to say, tell me briefly exactly what you mean about this intelligence and what exactly is it?
So if you look at today's businesses, just about every business tries to drive database decisions. That's the most intelligent way to go about making decisions. So we take as much of the company's data assets, use technology, science, and mathematics to crunch the numbers that we then provide to our leadership to tell the story of what's going on in the company so that they could make better decisions, well-informed decisions.
In most cases, when these executives make decisions, they make decisions like what exactly?
So in healthcare, especially right now, it being one of the most heavily regulated, folks are trying to make decisions because if you look at healthcare, we're transitioning into more of a value-based model. So we get paid based on the quality of care that we provide and not necessarily how many people we see. So we're looking at things like readmission rates. We're looking at things like infection rates. So all those we take the numbers, we crunch them, and we try to help our leaders figure out where they need to focus. In a world of limited resources, you have only so much time to focus on things that really matter.
How did you get into this business?
My background is in computer science. So when I first came to America, I studied computer science for undergrad. And I graduated right after the dot-com crash. So I graduated 2002. And I had to go back to graduate school. And I did healthcare administration. So a merger of both those lends me where I am today.
And now we are also told that you are a principal at Eland LLC. What's this?
Yes, Eland LLC is a company that I started in 2008. It's a consulting service that helps healthcare organizations develop solutions, any business issues that they may have. We recommend solutions to help them solve those problems, be it technology solutions, be it decision-making solutions, be it even just, for example, electronic medical record implementations. We've done some of those, and I'm glad that we've been able to help so many different organizations in America set up and be successful with their technology solutions.
So what type of technology are we talking about here?
So we're talking about in healthcare, there's so many different technologies. For the most part, what we have specialized in is building electronic medical records to map those solutions to current business processes. Every company has their own DNA when it comes to business processes, and you need to make sure that your technology implementation aligns with those business processes and does not work against it. That's one of the areas we specialize in.
So now, if people talk about electronics and all these other things, you know, some people get a bit confused. So at the end of the day, let's say one example of this electronics, what is it?
So here's a good example of an electronic solution. So you know how when you go to the doctor's office and somebody's typing into a computer, capturing all your vitals, all your diagnosis information, behind that computer is a database that collects all your information. Again, that becomes the data that now, for example, with my team, we take that data and combine it for a lot of different patients, and then we glean insights into the patient cohorts that a health system might be looking at. So that's one example of a system. Another example could be taking all the cost and the billing information for all our patients, consolidating it and trying to glean insight into what exactly our patient population is. Again, it enables ideas about what investments need to be made to make impact at a larger scale.
So if you were to talk to young people about your job, how would you encourage them to actually get into this type of job? What should they do?
Well, the biggest thing is STEM, right? That's what everyone is talking about today. Science, technology, engineering, those are the biggest places. So I encourage folks to take a lot of math classes, science classes, and of course, these days, there's a lot of folks who are being encouraged to do coding. So computer coding, be it some of the other languages like COBOL, or languages like C++, that's a good entry point into this. Of course, now there are other languages that are used for high-level programming, especially in the AI space, artificial intelligence. I encourage those as well.
Now, a little bit about yourself. So you came here after you played for a certain team in Zimbabwe, right?
Yes, so many lifetimes ago, I played for Highlanders, Amahlula Nyama. That's where I grew up. I played as a junior there and then played for the reserves team right before I came to America.
And there were so many people that you were playing with, you know, like Thulani Biyancube and others?
Yes, Thulani is a great friend. We played together. He was a little bit older, so he was in the first team as I was in the reserve team. But we both are actually from Gwabalanda. So I played with him. I played with guys like Mlamleli Ncube, who later played for Zimbabwe Saints and Wange. There were many, many other guys. Played with Zenzo Moyo growing up in the under-19s, Noel Cele, all those guys. I grew up playing with them, but it seems like such a lifetime ago now.
Yes, yes. And then your last message, sir.
Yes, my last message. I think the biggest thing is I want to encourage especially young Zimbabwean minds to think without limitations. Go for what you want. America is a land of opportunity. And if you work hard, you will be rewarded in America.
So there is a young man. He came here, you know, long back, but he's doing wonders, you know. Wonders, really.
Oh, yeah. It's very impressive, Gibbs. And I wish we could also have him when we are talking about the e-passport, because that's his area, too. He can explain better, yes. But I'm very impressed by his credentials.
He's very impressive. Let's hear the Ndebele part in which he's talking about the same issues that we discussed. And then we will also talk in speaking Shona.
Yeah, ngakhulele kwabalanda sibili khona phana ko Jethemba sasidlala emakhosi. Ikho sasidlala khona ibhora khona phana sangabafana abancane.
Ezigwagweni.
Hayi ezigwagweni sibili.
Yeah, akutshela ukuthi kathi siwenzani. Njalo wafika lapha nini?
Kathesi ngisebenza lapha eLouisville, i-company engiyisebenzelayo kuthiwa yi-Norton Healthcare, yi-health system sibili enkulu ukwedlula zonke lapha eKentucky. Ngisebenza ngingumpatintambo onceda ngendaba zedatha, driving ama-decisions, data-based, that's what they call them now, ku-company.
Singathi uyenzani, sibinqa abantu ungabatshela nje ngamafutshane ukuthi ubamba lokho umtshina kumbamba amabhawudo kumbe lokho lalokho.
Hayi, okwakathesi mina umtshina ngisabambi, but abantu abangisebenzelayo bababambayo. Esikwenzayo ukuthatha yonke idatha yekhampani sibe sesisebenzisa i-maths, i-computer science, the statistics ukuthi sikhangele ezintweni zakhona zona ezama-data assets. Sibe sesifuna ukuthi kumeka umumo wezinto unjani ku-company. Then amanye ompatintambo ku-company bebe sebesebenzisa esiyabe sikubonile khonaphana ukwenza ama-decisions for i-company.
Ngathi khona manje lapho usebenza khona ubona ngani kule mali kumbe kunjani? Abantu phela bayabuza ukuthi kambe kungabe kunjani khona.
Imali khona but ayisiyo yami. Hayi imali khona sibili. I-healthcare ngenye la i-industry khona phe America eyokuthi loba kuthiwa kulani okwenzakalayo abantu bavele bayabe bekhona abagulayo. So akula mvuma 365 days ngomnyaka iminyango yabe ivulekile. So hayi ukuba khona ikhona imali ku-healthcare.
Yeah, so singathi siwasebenza kanganani labantu khonapho njalo labo bantu osebenza labo ngabantu abanjani?
Lapha eKentucky sengisebenze for 6 years. Ngingakasebenzi lapha eKentucky ngangimazakhele yakhe. Ngisebenza ngiyi-consultant. Kodwa abantu engisebenza labo esikhathini esiningi lapha eKentucky ngabantu abanjengabo CEO oyabe engumkhulu-mkhulu wekhampani labantu bakhe, ngoba esikhathini esiningi babe bezama ukuthi bebone ukuthi umumo wekhampani ume kanjani. Bebe sebebona ukuthi lapho kumele khona bangani bayavalavala kungaphi ukuze ikhampani iphumelele sibili.
Singathi-ke kubo laba abakhulukhulu sibili babe bekhangela into ezinjani nxa ungakuthatha nje ukuwodwa ukuthi lokho yikho ngani kwenzakala ku-healthcare nxa ngikuhluzahluza nje.
Esikhathini esiningi thina enkampanini esikiyo we have about 2,000 metrics that esiwakhangelayo. Kodwa i-example engingakunika yona yile ukuthi nxa bekhangela befuna ukubona ukuthi imikhuhlane esiyibonayo engani yiyo egcwele endaweni lapha kuma-patients esiwakhangele yiwaphi. So it's one example. Okunye sijayele ukukubona vele ama-patients ethu engadischarge esibhedlela akufanelanga bebe bephenduka. Nxa bephenduka kutsho ukuthi siyaphambanisa something ku-first visit liya. So siyakhangela futhi khonaphana ama-patients nxa ephenduka, especially within 30 days. Siwakhangele sibona ukuthi baphendukiswa yini, sibe sesifuna ukuthi kuyini esingakwazi ukuthi sikulungise ukuthi kube ngabe engasaphenduki esibhedlela. Kukahle sibinqakwe ukuthi bahamba ku-outpatient bayebona udokotela outpatient, but ukuphenduka esibhedlela kubonakala kuyinto engalunganga.
Yeah, so ke siyabona njalo le nkampani yakho kuthiwa i-Eland LLC. yini le ukhuluma ngempofu something like that, eh?
Yeah. Hayi vele mina isibongo sami ngisakompofu, so ngakubona kufanele ukuthi ngiqalise company le ngike ninike okhokho okuyimbijana. Yeah, iland iyancedisa khonokho engikwenzayo nisemsebenzini enisebenza kiyo, or ngincedisa abanye aba out of state ukuthi besete up for success ngendaba yona le ukuthi bebe besebenzisa ama-computer le statistics le maths ukwenza i-business, ngoba hayi yikho it's the best way to go.
Ye, khonapho ke nxa ukuthi usebenza into ezinjalo ezibhedlela, so kwini ngathi ungathi unceda uzulu sibili unceda abantu khonokho kwema-hospital kwezibhedlela?
Ye, hayi mina vele ngikhula ngangifuna ukuba ngudokotela nalowo lapha ama-patients, but akusahambanga kanjalo ngoba ngathi sengiqedile ngabona ukuthi I can still be helpful, ngibancedise sibili ama-patients even though mina ngingasabakhangeli njengodokotela. So esikhathini esiningi i-example engiyinikileyo le ethi khonkhona ukuthi ama-patients engaphenduki within 30 days, isikhathi sokuthi umuntu uyakwazi ukuthi ebephila sibili elemuli yangibo. Kwesinye isikhathi nxa ungaphendukanga le mali awusaspendanga imali eningi kakhulu ungale, and emsebenzini uyabuhamba uhola futhi. So kunama-intangibles okuthi lami loba ngingasidokotela but nxa nginikeza i-information kubo-administrator lakubodokotela ngima eceleni kwabo ngibancedisa, lami ngingazifaka khona phana ukuthi hhayi ngincedisile ukuphephisa ama-patients.
Ye, khonaphana ngisube nxa usilungiswa kwezibhedlela anti kulama-computer lezinto ezinjalo ukuhlola abantu, yikho vele okusebenzayo lokho?
Ye, hayi vele thina sisebenza sisegabheni lona liyani elecomputer. Amanye ama-solutions esiwanika amadokotela athezi ukuthi bekhona phana bethatha ama-patients belungisa ama-patients, thina siyabe sesilungisa ama-program azakhangela inombolo zama-patients ebaniki information upatient ekhona phana. Into yokwesinye isikhathi enzima ukuthi udokotela abone ukuthi kuhamba njani ngoba layo yabe le-information eningi kakhulu. So thina siyamncedisa simnika something that is pointed based on the patient's state.
Ye, ungathini ke abantu abafuna ukufisa ukuthi bangene? Ye, so there you are, Junga. He is very articulate about what he's doing and very impressive indeed.
Oh yeah. Ndo dzinonzi nyanzvi dzinoziva zvadzinoita, Gibbs. Unoziva tikatarisa nyaya yekudzidza, vazhinji vanotarisira kuti kana munhu akanganza adzidza anenge munhu asisakwanisa kunge achibatika pakurarama kwatinenge tichiita, asi ndiri kuona nematauriro avari kuita munhu anenge akasununguka akadzikama anoziva zvaanoita zvinhu zvatinokurudzira uye zvatinoziva kuti zvinoitwa nevana vezimbabwe vakawanda. Saka tinoti kwaari, aiwa, ramba uchienderera mberi munin'ina, nokuti mikana inovhurika chero kwauri unowana zvekuita. Ndo vachadzokera kumusha vaakuwedzera ruzivo rwuri kuiwanikwa munyika pari zvino.
Yeah, let's see this last part in which he combines with Shona. There we are. So okay, subscribe again to Ponguti Konoko over to Kuluma. You find Shona briefly, Zawuniga, 2 minutes.
And afara nekuva pano zita rangu ndinonzi Tawanda Chitapa. Ndinoshandira muno Louisville, Kentucky. Ndinoshandira company inonzi Norton Healthcare. Kwandinaita kwandine oversight of my analytic functions a company. My analytic functions kutora zvidziyo zvedata zvekampani yese tozvishandisa kuti tinyatsotarisa tiongorere kampani toona kuti zvakamira sei kuitira kuti zvatinenge tawana kukwana pazvinhu zvacho izvozvo mabusiness decisions oitwa ari based on data functions nekuti zvinhu zvakanyatsomira sei. Kuti vanhu unyatsopinda mufield yacho, inini kufamba kwangu ndakaita computer science kuundergrad, kugraduate school for masters ndikazoita healthcare administration. Saka ndo mamirira zvakaitawo neniwo, ndo ndakazvirongawo ndikaita kuti ndisvike ipapo. Ndine mwana mukomana mumwe chete anonzi Isaiah, ane 15 years. Ndo tichigara zvangu muno muLouisville.
Bora Chitapa, wakakangana naye here?
Ah, bora ndakanga mwaka, handi nda supporter chete. Ndakakura nchitamba bora mblawayo, atakura kune kwa Valanda. Ndo kwa ndaka kurira, kumusha kumondoro. But kundichikura kwa Valanda, atakanyazo kura si, chairo tichi. Tamba bora na manu wakawanda, tikazoenda kwa Islanders. Mawiru ndakazoita kuno kwa Amerika, ndakatobatsirwa ni Islanders, nima connections ayo. Ndiye kuno kuku Western Kentucky University, but ndakatembe ndakatambira reserve side ye Highlanders and ndikatamba magame mashoma chayo first team, but mwaranga uno kuti inini zvangu hazvisi zvebhora ndezvemuno mumabusiness, saka ndakazongosiya bhora racho ndakuwara ndapedza college handangu kuzokwanira kuendera mberi naye.
Ko uchisvika palamba wauchiita sei?
Ndichisvika kuno ndakasvika ndiri mwana wechikoro. Ndichienda ku college ndichitamba bora pa college pa Western Kentucky University. Ndoma shikira ndakaita.
Ko waita zvinhu zvako izvi. Taura tinzwe kuti munhu kana munhu achita kujoina field yako anoita sei.
Ndonyatso kurudzira vana vadiki kunyanya vanenge vachiri kuchikoro muZimbabwe kuti hanga vashingirire nemabhuku, nenyaya yekuti mabhuku emaths and statistics inyango ma sciences ndo andino tokurudzira nyati anonyatso kugadzirisira kuti paunenge wazvosvika kuti wakuipinda murongwa weku college ma zvaunokadzidza izvo zvezve ndo zvinozodikwa kuti unyatso zvinyatso kufambira zvinokuisa pachigaro chekuti hazvinozozokurerukira kana wakuzodzidza ma computers.
Une kambani inonzi Eland LCC, taura naye, taura
isuitirana mhofu wemkono wekumondoro, saka pandakatangisa consulting company yangu inonzi Eland, inobatsira nezvemakompyuta muzvipatara imomo, ndakaitangisa 2008, saka ndakangoti better timbo idedza kuti inzi Eland LLC as a nod to my ancestors ari kuZimbabwe kumondoro, kuti ndo zvataakuita wezvi. Eland LLC has helped my company akaita Fankana Stanford University, University of Miami, Sada Healthcare ku California nekuvabetsera kuisa ma computer systems muzvipatara zvavo.
Saka mashoko ako kupedzira wakati kudi?
Aiwa, mashoko ekupedzisira ndeyaya yekuti kumaZimbabwe ese kana muri muAmerica sungaidzisimbe. Anzi kuno kuku America Eland ivanoiti land of opportunity, saka nyangwe zvako vamwe zvinombovaomera mbijana, chandinongokurudzira ndechekuti sungaidzisimbe, munyatsoronga zvinhu zvacho izvozvo zvichakufambirai.
Tawanda, thank you very much giving us an opportunity to know a bit about you. There you are, Junga. So the young man really knows his stuff, you know.
Chandifadza gifts ndechekuti imhofu yemukono ndaasekuru vangu amai vangu ndaachihera, saka waona zvinoitwa nana sekuru vangu.
He really does his best in what he's doing, you know.
Aiwa, vanoziva zvavari kuita.
Yes,
gifts, before we move on, I just wanted to update on the red list. As you know that Britain announced yesterday that it was going to remove all the 11 countries on the red list this morning, 4 a.m. British time. And I think that has finally been accomplished. Zimbabwe, including Angola, Botswana, Eswatini, Lesotho, Malawi, Mozambique, Namibia, Nigeria, South Africa, and Zambia. They were the 11 countries on the red list. And as we speak, I think they are now off the red list. And people from these countries who were in quarantine in England, I think they were going to be released, depending that if you test positive, then you remain in isolation at the quarantine center. But if you test negative, you will be released. No mandatory quarantine now.
Yeah, kwenye kunja loge, I red list ila leo eliazi ozulugandaba, ila tikulumia lilizo le pilitane, siya kwa siti zibapo, ila mtanje, ila maya mazwe, akisusiwe kulisti angkona leo. Jongo, choka, chonga. Siya wana sibili, lapha ke kulombiko ovela uAgence Press le Reuters le Associated Press, but yes, okunjalo. So ke bathi nxa umuntu engatestwe tolakala enganingamanga kuhle kangako, balakho ukuthi bathi enkhaya kumbe avalelwe lapho avalelwa khona. Kodwa ke khaya i-good news, Jonga.
Ndizvo Gibbs hongu vadiwa vateereri nevatariri tikutaura nenyaya yekuti Britain yakazivisa nezuro kuti nyika gumi neimwe dzanga dziri pane yavaiti red list kana kuti nyika dzanga dzichinzi dzine zvaro zvisingabvumiswe kunge zvichipinda muBritain imomo nenyaya yekuti kwakwaita Omicron kana kuti mhando yeutachiwana hweOmicron inobata yainzi yabata vanhu vakawanda kusouthern Africa kana kuchamhembe kweAfrica zvakaita kuti nyika gumi neimwe dzemuchamhembe meAfrica dzinge dzichibhanwa kana kurambiswa kupinda muBritain pared list ipapo pavaine nyika dzaita Angola, Botswana, Eswatini, Lesotho, Malawi, Mozambique, Namibia, Nigeria iyo yaWest Africa neSouth Africa neZambia neZimbabwe ndo nyika dzanga dzanzi hadzipinde. Asi tanzwa kuti kutanga na 4 AM nguva dzekuBritain nhasi mangwanani red list iyoyo yabviswa, hakuchisina mutemo iwanga uchirambidza vanhu kubva munyika idzodzo vachipinda muBritain. Zvichireva kuti vanga vari mumahotera kana munzvimbo dzanga dzichinzi dzemaquarantine vanga vachisungirwa kunzi vanga vachigara kwavo vega kwemazuva anga achitarwa, vanzi vanofanira kunge vachibuda muquarantine imomo. Asi kubuda kwako unenge watestwa ukawanikwa usina COVID-19 wobvumidzwa kubuda iye nhasi zvichienda mberi. Ukawanikwa uine COVID-19 unoramba wamu yavanoti self isolation. Ndaverengawo mune rimwe bepa Gibbs news Sky News vari kuti iwo kumushure mekuziviswa kwenhingi kwemutemo yekuti wabviswa points makambani aya anenge achinzi vari kutengesa pamisika yemwari atingati ganditarise ndinyatsoverenga ndinzwe kuti vari kuti chii. Ndazva kuti nyika dzakawanda mashares awo adzo ati kwirei. Vari kutaurai kuti British Airways hanzi iri pasi pekambani inonzi International Airlines Group mashare ayo akwira ne1.7%, kwoitawo imwe inonzi TUI akwira ne2.6%. Mushure mekunge shoko iroro rangobudiswa kuti ndo zvaitwa, mashare emakambani abva atanga kutosimuka.
That's good news indeed, because that shows some kind of confidence in the manner things are going, because there are so many people that were concerned about these quarantines and exclusion of certain countries from accessing Britain, USA and other nations. So there was so much concern about what these countries did. So now if the stock market is actually shaking up, and that's a good kind of thing. And then at the same time, Chonga, we know that there are some electronic passports that were actually launched yesterday by President Emmerson Mnangagwa. And it seems Zimbabweans, some are happy, some are not happy. Those that are not happy are saying they now have some challenges in terms of getting these new passports, and they're saying not a lot of information is coming out. And remember, the late former president Robert Mugabe launched a similar program in 2016, and indications were that the machines that were installed at KG6 Army Barracks by the Japanese and an Israeli company, we're going to print at least 16,000 booklets per day. Now the big question is, what actually happened to that program? And this program as well has got some people from different countries, and there is one gentleman who used to work for a bank in Namibia who is actually a Zimbabwean who is in this kind of business. So there's a lot that people are saying doesn't look okay, but let's see what happens next. Kunjalo.
Hongu vadiwa vateereri, nezuro takanzwa mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vachinzi vaparura kana kuvhura zviri pamutemo urongwa hwemapasipoti anenge achishandisa unyanzvi hwepamadandemutande kana kuti electronic passports. Vari kuti iwo hanzi mapasipoti iwayo anenge achizotanga kushanda izvozvi zvichibatsira mukuchengetedza atingati information kana kuti zvinhu zvako ive zvaunoti izvi ndezvangu hazvifanirwe zvichizivikanwa nevamwe, nokuti tinoona kuti kune vanonzi vanoba mapasipoti vachizodi, asi pasipoti iyoyo inonzi inenge iine chip yakahwandiswa mukati merimwe remapeji imomo, ndo inenge iine information yako yose. Saka iwewe kana ukanga wabirwa pasipoti, munhu aba anogona kuchinja picture pamberi apo, asi mukati zvinenge zvichizobuda zvakasiyana. Ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zviri kunzi zvinenge zvirimo hanzi it will enhance security panyaya yekupiwa kwema passport. Asi vanhu vari kuchema nenyaya yemari yekuti vamwe vanga vachangobva kubhadhara mari dzekuti vange vachiwana mapasipoti mabhuku anga aripo iye zvino, zvichireva kuti vanenge vakutarisirwa zvakare kuti mukati memakore maviri vange vachinja Gibbs.
Yes, now Joseph Chuma was trying to connect. I think he's in now. Mr. Joseph Chuma, how are you, sir?
Thanks, how are you?
No, very fine. Chonga, we've got Mr. Chuma. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, Baba, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, my brother. Thank you so much. We are talking about the e-passport. What do you know about this? You know, this was previously launched in 2016 by President Emmerson, by former President Robert Mugabe, and yesterday President Emmerson Mnangagwa did the same, launched the e-passport again. What do you know about these two incidents?
Well, maybe for starters, before I go into that, maybe may I pay my condolences to our comrade who always interacting with in this platform, Dewa, who passed away some few weeks ago. We're always close talking and sharing ideas right here on Studio 7.
Thank you.
So, in peace.
Thank you so much, yes.
Now, going to that issue of the e-passports, I think it's a matter of understanding the trajectory that the world, the global village is going to. We are seeing a lot of countries are going the e-way. And obviously, in Zimbabwe, it is also paramount that we also follow those kind of trends. So it is a good thing that the government has embraced it. Yes, the former president, the late president Mugabe, initiated that. And we have seen even pictures on social media circulating when he was there with these two vice presidents, then who was the current president. His Excellency Mnangagwa and the Vice President, and then who was Wampoko and the Registrar General there, who was Tobaya Mudede. But yes, it was something that was muted, that was supposed to have started off, but it did not. But it's always better late than never. So it is starting again now, and it should start in earnest. So I think it should be something that we should embrace. Yes, I know people who cry and say, now we've been paying for these ordinary passports that we're costing about $318, and now you're saying that they are going to be phased out and then the e-passports come. But look, at the end of the day, it's always about what is happening globally. So if the global world is saying that in such a time we are not going to be accepting that, what can we do? It's just like what happened with our issues in the transport industry. If you remember, government at one time said, no, we are no longer going to allow these left-hand trucks to be imported into Zimbabwe because we want these right-handed trucks. So people were given time to regularize that so that it doesn't affect them as such. And so now the dictates of the global world is that we are going to go electronical. So we also need to embrace that and go with that. And government now just probably needs to see how they cushion the people that have probably taken their passports now. Because I know there are people that have taken their passport like this year, and some had already applied and they're probably getting them next year. So now there must be those adjustments. Government must look at those kind of things to make it easy for the citizen. It's never cast in stone, and it should never be sort of a mystery. It's a listening government, so people must talk, people must engage, people must come up with ideas, and things must be solved at the end of the day.
Yeah, yes, into Umatin, Mama Kurma, send the Velocolampos, and I go over Ovusmozi, Espanda. Umatin, a Konoko Zimili, always an ally. Call it.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu Mthembu. Siyakwazi bana ye uhulumende kusukela kuqala kusese ngubaba uMgabe engakadluli bakwenzile khonoko ukubana kulontshwe indaba yama e-passport naleyo akusazange kwathutha ngesikhathi sona leso sokubuyile kade singe ngesikhathi sikababa uMnangagwa sebekuvuseleni kodwa phela nxa ukukhangele asikho ukuthi phela yinto eyenziwa yiZimbabwe yodwa yinto eyenziwa ngamazwe wonke jikelele. Yiko lapho sokusiya khona kathesi ukuthi uzathi ufika emabhoda abantu bethi hayi le ndala le asisayisebenzisi le sesifuna nale ukuthiwa i-passport, i-electronical passport. So kuhle ukubana ukuthi lathi njengeZimbabwe sibambelele ekuphucukeni kwezinto nxa into ziguquka that's when I got a sick on a pan. Yeah, I'm doing a car like this with our money. It's not money. We'll start to my passport now. I'm at $318. That is the same problem as it changes. It's $100, the $200 emergency. I'm going to. So who's trying to come in? Konukwana hiko ke so kumele kona kubuyeke kuboniswane ngoba uhulumende lo okaba umnanga ukukhulumela wathi yena uhulumende olalela so akubonisana ke sibona kona kuyini okwenzakala bala kungcetshwana abantu bangcetiseke labo abasanda kuthatha kathesi sibona singamancetisa njani ngoba anti kutwa kona inspire lokuzela ngona ngo December 2023 okuthi sizise lo mnyaka iminyaka emibili phakathi lapha kungakafiki leso sikhathi so ngasona leso sikhathi abantu kumele bebonisane kufake ama ideas uba nokhulumende sibona kona uyina ngakwenzela abantu bana akushine labo abantu abasanda kuthatha kube sithi labo vele azivele bathatha kudala sokuza expire labo kuba lula ngoba sebengena kuba ni passport kuhle kuhle kodwa laba abathethe kathesi ubona kanti kona kuyini okwenzakala ukuthi nabancediseki nalabo abavele bese line ni kathesi bengasangeni kuleyana bese bengene kona lawa matha ukuthi ngisithi kona uhulumende usomele ababisele izimali zabo nxa ebebhadale 318 liyana abesebesebisela i 200 emuva asaleke esebhadala whether nge 100 kumbe nxa ifuna ubhadala i 200 kube njalo so konke lokhu izinto ezingahlala phansi zikhuliniswa neziboniswa.
Yes, I was a joker, maybe ngakhuluma la ngisishona
kona. You know, Gibbs, imwe nyaya iri kuchemwa nevanhu rakanimbotanga nati kuna Honorable Swanda, I mean Dr. Honorable Swanda. Kuna Honorable mutaure yenyu nerurimi rweshona zvamango taura izvo muchirungu neisindebele ndendozokanda mumwe mvunzo wandandinawo
ndatenda zvanani taura kuti gungu tinoziva kuti nyaya ipassport yakatanga kudhara kuchiri na baba vamugabe vachiri president wenyika tatoona even kumasocial media panapa mifananidzo ichitenderera yababa vamugabe vechiito commissioner mushina wacho vana registrar general vacho vaiva mudede na vice president nenguva idzodzo vanga vari baba vamunangagwa na baba mupoko asi hapana zvakazoitika mashure mazvo izvozvo saka hapana chakaipa kuti chinhu kana chambotangwa chizopedziswa neumwe munhu saka vamunangagwa nehurumende yavo vakutopedzisa izvozvo nekuti nyika dzese pasi rino dzari kuti izvo dzakutanga kuenda kuepassport maelectronical passport iwavo ndo anova kutoshanda saka isusu hatingazosarire mashure katichingoti aiwa isusu tanga tine yedu iyoyi kuza atirarame toga katinorarama in a global village saka chinhu chakanaka kuti nesu titeedzere nyaya yakuitika munyika dzese asi hurumende yakufanwa kuti ichititarisa manje kuti right ko ava vazotora mapasipoti avo manje ava gore rino iri kana kuti vamwe vaifanwa kutora gore rinouya iri vochiitwa sei nekuti ivo vanhu ava vanga vabhadhara ma $318 asi aya mapasipoti manyowana taona kuti imwe $100 emergency $200 saka ipo paya kunofanira kunge kuchitanga kuchitaurirana hurumende iyi yakati iyo ichitanga yakati iyo ihurumende inoteerera saka ngatiti titanga kuchiudza kuti awa apa daita dai ndofunga tikaonesana tinogona kubuda nechinhu chinobatika chinhu chinhu chichatipa pundudzo tese sevana vezimbabwe tichisanganira neglobal village yedu kwatorarama tose.
Mubvunzo wandanichida kuisa honorable ndeyekuti kune vamwe vari kuchema kuti tichangobva kubhadhara mari dzakawanda dzekutora mapasipoti iyaya tonzwa kuti havainavo pari zvino anogona kusange achiri kushanda mukati memakore maviri vari kuchema izvozvo kuti dai vabvumizwa kuti pasipoti yaanga ainayo ipere kushanda ozoti paanenge akurinyiwa okutora nyowani zvii zvamungatsanangura ipapo
ndo zvananditaura izvozvo kuti hapana chakaipa ipapo asi chinozongonetsa ndechokuti kana dzimwe nyika dzikazovhara kuti aiwa tichada mapasipoti ekudharaya tozoita sei nekuti handinoona kuti inini kana ndingada kubva muno muzimbabwe ndichida kuya kuamerica ikoko ndinoteedzera mitemo yekuamerica ikoko kuno zimbabwe vanogona kundibudisa nepasipoti yangu yekudhara asi kuamerica vati iyi hatichagone kuishandisa hatiiride kumasystems edu takuda manyuwana ane machips anonzi maepassport ipo paya ndopachazoita nyaya ipapo saka ndopandazoti inini chikurusa ndechokuti hurumende iyi yakati iyo ihurumende inoteerera saka ndopatichazofanirwa kutaurirana nehurumende manje kuti right hurumende sezvo tasvika panyaya yakadai tochiita sei tochionesa nepo paya vanhu vopanana mazano because hapana munhu ane monopoly yemaideas nehurumende chaiyo yakadaro inotoda kuoneswawo nayo saka ndopatichazofanira kuti titange kuonesana tese ipo paya kuti right tochiita sei kuti tirerutsire ava vatotora mapasipoti avo manje But I was not at my daughter. What do we need to go? I was just over my 389. I was over my $100. You are the 200 that I'm achieving the machine machine. So that is just is not our regard, no gathering. Apparently, you see a gathering passing.
Maybe before you go back to gifts, the other issue is the turnaround time. Because even the $300, the $318 passport, some were complaining that they were taking long to get them out.
Yeah, because we know that the biggest challenge,
Thank you so much, Chuma. Isicela ubambe khonapho ke sithathe umama ukhethiwe Bhebhe. Mabhebhe, ungawutshona njani mama?
Ndiyatshona baba, dubele njani?
Sitshonile, ye. Akutsho wena ukuthi ama-electronic passport lawo wabona njani?
Okay, okokuqala ndithanda ukubingelela ubaba uChuma ngimbonge ukuthi ukhona lapha ngoba he's the right person ukuthi ngimtshele lokhu engifisa ukuthi ngingakukhuluma. Baba Chuma, mboni ngani i-statement leso sokuthi uhulumende uyalalela, hayi ujayele ukusitsho kakhulu and isikhathi esiningi mina I believe ukuthi uhulumende if elalela hanti izinto like you quoted very well ukuthi into le iyaqala ngesikhathi sikababa uMgabe lapha ubaba uMnanga useyi-implementa nje kodwa yaqala kudala. So considering ukuthi uhulumende wayevele ekwazi ukuthi kulezimali ezibanjwayo and so forth, kuke kwaba le headline babathumeke yaphuma ukuthi ama-passport asezothatha 10 days. It and everything kuyaphuma ama-headline passport wars come to an end. If at all likwazi ukuthi imali ziyabanjwa okwenza kube la ma-challenges, then why mislead the public? Okwesibili babathuma if uhulumende engumuntu olalelayo hanti, why lingaqali likubeke emphakathini kuhlafunwe than ukuthi ku-expecte ukuthi kuyahlafunwa sekwenzakele, of which ama-results angkhona they are never positive and benefiting to us singabantwana beZimbabwe.
Njalo nakhona kukuthi wena i-passport yakho ime njani, khuluma la ngakho khonokho mama.
Yebo, i-passport yami ngi-applyele i-passport ye-318 through i-embassy and ngo-July I went ngizama ukuthi nge-collector, of which ngathola ukuthi kuthiwa i-passport office ivalile due to ukukhula kwama-corona cases. I was not able to collect it. Right now, i-passport is pending. And i-passport, my sister, u-applyele ngo-2019. Kwathiwa eziphumileyo ngezika-June sisiyale. Of which, layo eyakhe is pending. But le ka-2019 yayiyi-normal passport nje. Of which, so kwenziwani ngabantu abanjalo and khonapho ngo-2019 e-applyela lapho futhi kwakube le headline ukuthi hayi sibili ama-passport kakuthothwe apho ayaphuma, of which as I'm talking is almost 3 years ayiphumanga. So khonapho ke abantu bancediswa njani?
Yes, sizwe ke Golide khonapho ukuthi Golide, what is to happen here? Because you know, Miss Pepe applied for a passport and paid $318 and she hasn't received the passport. So she says the embassy was closed because of COVID numbers that were going up. So she doesn't know what to do now after paying $380. You know, now this electronic one is about $100 for an ordinary passport and $200 for the other passport. So in under such circumstances, What has to happen, call it? Yes.
I think from a simple layman's point of view, passport that you know, this is why I'm so many band them process and a passport young corner. Oh, James, I'm going to be $118. It changed yet. But today, 200, but the passport again, Konapu Konap. You go men against the Galukonoku, you go men of Kulisan or Kulumen, Konogodon, I am flexible enough to be able to do such kind of things. Would the Lababand that is basically apply the Papa the Liman Lays? What a being a guy in the Mapasu Law. The Basibens in Ama E passport down corner. Baby selling Ama changes money Zabo and the Lenza the Base Patalini. I think that is one of the most fairest things to do, and I'm going to Kulumen, and I will still want to win the Konoku. I was simply saying that, like for the case of my dear sister Mabebe, who was saying that she had already applied for the older passport, which was costing $318, and it did not come out. I think logic must take that she must then automatically be put on the E passport list, and the government must be able to actually reimburse her a change for that, because if it's an emergency passport, it will cost $200. So which means that they must give it back $118. And if she decides to do the $100 one, so it means they must give it back $218. And this should not be a difficult thing to do. And government should be able to stand up and support those kind of things. And I think it's only logical. I don't see how this kind of thing, arrangement can fail. So it's a simple matter of engagement. Most of the times, we fail to achieve things because we don't want to engage. We quickly then raise our arms and start shouting and fighting and screaming. Yet at times it's only about sitting down and engage people and problems are solved.
Yes, Chonga, maybe you've got a question there.
I think you are Pindura Mfunza, National House of Funza, Honorable Chumai Papo, Wafunza, Bana Amai, Wekuti, you are Munaninga Badra $300 yake. Asi passport aisati yabuda panambotaura dziri kumonoka kubuda pai zvi zvingaitwa ndanzwa kunga ona rebhanga aitsanangura kuti dai zvaigoneka munhu iye aingozochiti since anga akabhadhara achida passport yechimbi chimbi oitirwa yechimbi chimbi passport yake ozodzoserwa change $100 hamene kuti zvinozobudirira here tsanangura itinzwe neshona ona rebo chuma.
And take into account, Mr. Chuma, that money coming out of the government is not as easy as running a shop.
Yeah, I know that there can be difficulties in that kind of situation, but look, it's only fair that government must pull up its resources and be able to do that, because they were saying that okay, we've moved from the older passport to the E passport, so the situation is there. Government has gathered the prices, and we know that the prices are $100 and $200, and somebody has paid $318. So logically, they must be given change somehow. I don't know how it can be done, but those are semantics that can be worked out. But this is how I think government should approach it. And this is talking about Rimi Registration. Those are not charity. We never know when they see. Saka iwo ngavachigadzwa ipassport yavo yechimbi iyoyo, asi vechizodzoserwa change yavo $118, government yosala ne$200 yayo. Saka ipo paya ndopato pahunge tikuonesana nehurumende kuti tozviita sei. Tinoziva kuti at times zvinoonesa kuti mari ibude, asi apa mari ngaibude, because kune vamwe vanhu vachauya kuzotanga kubhadhara mapassport manyuwa nevanhu kana vechibhadhara, nekuti hurumende yanga atora mari yakudhara. Ngavachitora mari iyoyo.
And
if I'm allowed, bengicela nje ukubuza ukuthi in the event yokuthi ipassport isiready already khona emahofisini but it's not yet collected ngasembadele, so still kabe kulokhu kupossible yini ukuthi Nga isi process we appela but not yet collected. They can start afresh with the amount that I paid because kule possibility yakho naloko. Number two, kunye bengicela ukucela ukubuza kuba buthuma lapha engani ulapha on behalf of the hulumende ukuthi akukho possible yini ukuthi thina esiyabe sivele silapha diaspora siyabona lapha amanye ama-embassy akwanisa ukuthi becharge the same amount baprocessele abantu becollect eyethu. Kungabe kulama challenge bani okwenza ukuthi umuntu ephinde athathe form alibhadalele lapha aphinde atravel to Zimbabwe to submit.
Ngamafutshane Golide, isikhathi sesidlokumango ingena khona Golide.
Right, ngiyamuzwa ukuthi ayiwethu. I think vele okuse yikubona ukuthi kulo nami nxa ebengayicollect ipassport ilokhu isezandle zikahulumende. Uhulumende kase ayithathe ipassport yena ayidabule amenzele ipassport le entsha. Ambisele ichange yakhe njengakhona ke sikukhulumileyo ngoba akusizi belula bathathe leyo passport bamnike bephinde besithi hayi phenduka futhi uzoyenzeni, it becomes unfair. So yikho engade ngikhuma ke ukuthi hayi uhulumende lo uyalalela, angiboni ukuthi wona angakwala konke konoba izinto ezilungiseka lula. Okunye lokhu anade ngikhuma ngakho okwabafomu lanilani yikho lapho ade ngikhuma ngakho sithi bona yikho lapho esisuka kwabana sithi bona ye sesikuthi ama-sanctions oda yikho kungena khona kahle kali kwabana sisuhambe ukuthi kona sithwele nzima ngule zinto ezihle ukuthi zenzakale lula ngenxa yokuthi kona kule migoqo ethize thina esiyifakelayo engafakelwa amanye amazwe. Yikho bona amanye amazwe bekwenza kube lula ema-embassy abo eprocess izinto zabantu zidlule masinyane. Kona thina ngapha siyabe lokhu sibhodiswa round bebe lokhu sithargeted into le ayikho targeted iyalimaza mina lawe at the end of the day.
So ke maphephe phosele ukugcina sesizwalana uhlelo.
Hayi, siyabonga babathuma and on the issue of sanctions mina mboni ngathi masingakhangeli nganxanye nxa ama-conditions abekwa lina lilibandle libusayo lani zamani ukuthi libe lithathe step towards those conditions bese sibona ukuthi laba bazaqhubeka nabo ama-sanctions selikwenzile khokho kuthiwa bekwenze for the sake of the people khonokho nje la mayi ngiyabonga.
Siyabonga Jonga.
Give the other issue, though time is against us. The other issue was people complaining of going through CBZ to pay, and then I think the bank charges $20 to process that. People were against that. They were saying, why is not the government using a POSB, which is also available in many centers throughout the country?
So naturally, Chuma, that's a very big problem. When a government actually goes to a bank and says, can you charge these people to process applications? Why is the government not getting revenue through that instead of using a third party?
No, you see, when government says go and pay to CBZ, it doesn't necessarily mean that CBZ is going to take the money. But government banks with CBZ. It's just like any other transaction. If you want to pay me something and I bank with a bank ABC or KEBS, so to say, you cannot go and deposit my money into Stanbic or Barclays Bank. You have to deposit my money into my banking partner, who is Bank ABC. So, in this point, government banks with CBZ. And so that's why they say, no, you will have to go and pay your money as well at CBZ, because that's the account that they use with CBZ vis-a-vis the Registrar General's office. So there's nothing amiss about that. It's just the coincidence that government banks with that bank. If they're banking with another bank, they would have put the other bank. But it can't say simple method of saying government banks with CBZ. Simple.
I thought the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe was one bank in which the government has got a 100% stake, and maybe everything goes through there, even if it's not a commercial bank. I mean, at the end of the day, it has to have CBZ as a transitory bank, you know?
No. RBZ is a mandatory authority. It's not a bank per se.
Yes.
Government does not bank with RBZ. It banks with the ordinary banks. I know it has got other accounts with the FBC, for example. There are some other parasitas who will tell you that they bank with the FBC. Others bank with the CBZ and stuff like that. But in this particular instance, the Registrar General's Department banks with CBZ. So that's the only simple thing.
Thank you, Chuma. I think our time is up. We wish to thank our guest this evening, Mr. Joseph Chuma. He is a Central Committee member of the ruling ZANU-PF Party. Ms. Ketiwe Pepe, who is a Zimbabwean living in Botswana, and all those people that actually joined us, including Mr. Tawanda Chitapa, who is a Zimbabwean living in USA. Signing off is Kip Scriba in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.